One would have expected the governor to concede, especially given that we've moved towards dollarization. The practical thing is he can no longer print the foreign currency. So it is logical, or should be logical, for him to seize these quasi-fiscal operations.
BT is no small boy in government. He is obviously the MDC Secretary General. He is very powerful. And Gono too is also backed by President Robert Mugabe. How is this fight going to end?
This is part of the challenges that the inclusive government will face, in the sense that there are two centers of power, the old one representing the old template and narrative, and the other representing the wishes of the people and a new template. The old template, as represented by the president, would obviously want to preserve the status quo, would obviously want to protect whatever happened under the guise of, preserving the inclusive government. So I think this is one of the things that we are seeing. On the other hand, the new guys, new kids on the block, like Tendai Biti, would obviously want to begin with an audit. Because for anybody, in terms of for a good corporate governance, when you inherit a mantle from someone, the first thing to do is to do an audit, especially in the case of Zimbabwe, where a lot of things that had happened, especially in the context of the other fiscal operations, that these things were happening below the Harada.